hello and welcome back to Fraser 365. And we are continuing our conversation today around gratitude and worship and other things with Jared Dorminey. Thank you for being here, Jared.
Thank you for having me, Chris.
Anybody from, you know, history or your life, your family, or somebody who's been that example for you, or maybe they said something that stuck with you?
I don't want to say too much. My grandfather is still living. He's 95 years old. Mm-hmm. I have learned so much about my grandfather actually from people who are not actually my grandfather. Mm-hmm. I've learned stories that I did not know because he didn't share. Mm-hmm. He has faced some incredibly difficult moments, and yet he has always remained positive. Mm-hmm. He's always remained joyful. Mm-hmm. And he's always walked with gratitude. And even still to this day, I'm 41. Like I said, my grandfather's still, he's still living. He's 95 years old. But I've learned so much about gratitude and joy and integrity from him, mm-hmm. not in the things that he's said, but in the way he's lived and the things he has not said. Mm-hmm. So that's probably a little different than most of the answers you've gotten from that question. But as I have learned about his life, I mean, again, from a young boy all mm-hmm. the way through adulthood, he has faced some incredible challenges, and yet he's always grateful. Yeah. He's always grateful for what he has, for the experiences that he's had, for the mm-hmm. family around him, and every prayer for a meal is thanking God for what he did on the cross.
Wow. Yeah. Now, we actually have talked about that. You can go back and listen to an earlier episode where Will and I actually talked a lot about our grandfathers and yeah. the impact. And it just shows that, and it's a testimony, though, you know, that Will talked about, I talked about, you talked about it, how it's something, gratitude is something that can be modeled and passed down
yep.
from generation to generation.
Yep.
Now, you can pass down a lot of things, right? But for that to be a part of the of someone's testimony is amazing.
Yes, agreed.
Amazing.
Agreed.
When it comes to music, you know a thing or two about music.
A little bit.
When it comes to music, I'll say, may put you on the spot. Give me something really old. Give me something really new that has this theme or speaks to it. Doesn't have to speak to it directly, but has this theme in there that really produces gratitude in you.
Come Thou Fount.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
One of my favorite hymns. Prone to wonder, Lord, I feel it. Prone to leave thy God above. Here's my heart, Lord, take and seal it. Seal it for thy courts above. The fact that, and it's Romans 5, even while I was utterly helpless, you came. And it's just that thought that he knows that mm-hmm. we're going to wonder.
Yeah.
And yet he's grace-filled enough to call us back, to welcome us back. So that would be my really old. My really new. You know, it's hard to say. There's so many really great songs being released right now. So many people are writing really good theological contemporary Christian songs, which to some people might be a surprise. Mm-hmm. There's actually one right now called Always on Time. And it's been a really moving song to me, just with things that my family has faced recently. You know, this, that God is always on time, and maybe that time is not our time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But he is always on time, and he knows what he's doing, and because of that, we can trust in him, and yeah, there we go.
That's good. I have a quote for you.
Okay.
I want to get your response
All right.
to this. I'll go with this one. Someone said, "We would worry less if we praised more. Thanksgiving is the enemy of discontent and dissatisfaction."
I love that. We would worry less if we would praise more. Mm-hmm. You know, when you begin, again, it goes back to what I talked about earlier, fixing your eyes on things above. When you begin to praise God, when you begin to do what Psalm 121 says, "I lift my eyes up to the hills. Is that where my help comes from? No, my help comes from the maker of heaven and earth." It's talking about when we lift our eyes up mm-hmm. and praise the one who is over all the other things, the other things begin to look less significant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so the worry and those types of things, I mean, the problems of the world will always be here, but there's one greater who resides over all of it. And so, yeah, when we fix our eyes on him, when we praise him for who he is and are constantly reminded that our God is bigger than the things we face. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that. That resonates well.
Again, thank you so much for listening to this Fraser 365 episode today. Please come back tomorrow and we'll continue the conversation.